Good morning. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Brother John here again this morning. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. I've been sharing on the different subjects in the Bible that have the word must attached to them. I shared on the first one where Jesus says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." And the second one I shared was in John chapter 4, that the true worship is a must. And this morning I want to inspire you with another must. And this one is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There are actually two musts in this verse. The first one is, to please God, you must believe that he is or that he exists. And the second one is, to please God, you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." God wants to bless us or reward us with spiritual blessings. He wants to reward us with peace in our hearts. He wants to reward us with the gift of faith. He wants to reward us with all the fruits of the Spirit. He wants to reward us with wisdom. In James chapter 1, it says, If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want you to notice verse 6 and 7. It says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And our must is that we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And this verse says, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And so do we see why it is a must that we believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. An example of someone who was rewarded because they believed God is Ruth. In Ruth chapter 2, just read two verses here. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto the people which thou knewest not hereto. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And so Ruth learned to trust God and to believe God, and God rewarded her. She became the lineage of Christ. God rewarded her greatly because it says here that under whose wings thou art come to trust. And so if we want to be rewarded by God, we must believe first that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Ruth learned to trust and believe, and God rewarded her greatly. And Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14, we find how the children of Israel were promise a reward. They were promised Canaan land, which flowed with milk and honey. And they were promised a reward, but they never got their reward because they didn't believe God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It says in verse 14 in Hebrews chapter 3, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not?" So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. God promised them a reward if they were faithful to him and if they would believe. But here we see that they did not get their reward because they believed not. It says, "And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not?" So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. They had no confidence in the promise. Verse 14 says, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." So it is a must that we believe God is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If we fail this must, we will miss the reward that God has in this life for us as the children of Israel, and we will miss the reward God has for us at Jesus' return. Jesus is bringing his reward with him. Revelation 22:12, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." Remember, James says, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord." Going back and forth in your mind is being double-minded. Is God's promise true for me, or is it not true? Believing one moment and doubting one moment. You must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so this is a must today for you and I to experience the blessings that God has. We must. It's a must. And the Bible says there in Hebrews 11:6, "Without this must, it's impossible to please God." There's no other way that you can please God. You must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. May you be inspired to trust the Lord, and God bless you.